Tech Tuesday, as always, at 8:20. I feel like, you know, I miss him so much. I haven't seen him in so long. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11. What's up, sir? How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's good to talk to you, as always. We're running the range here. I want to start with the fusion power. This is nuclear, and it sounds too good to be true, and it's not possible yet, but you're saying the future could be here sooner than we think.
Well, let's hope, right? So I guess the big thing about fusion power, it's always 30 years away, I guess is the saying in these folks. And we've been looking for clean power sources forever, and fusion would be the thing. And it looks like they've had some breakthroughs, and we might actually see some plants put up maybe by the early 2030s or mid 2030s that will actually generate fusion power, which is going to be a lot less dirty. It's going to use seawater, get plenty of that, and magnetism and magnets to kind of control the reaction. And there's an arc reactor that's proposed in Virginia that is going to possibly put out 400 megawatts of electricity, enough power to throw up to 150,000 homes by the early 2030s. So if fusion power becomes a thing, all of a sudden data centers are going to be popping up everywhere, because it'll be something pretty cool to do.
There's no, like, I don't know, fallout or waste that's, like, there's nothing toxic on the back end of it? Not that you would know, that's the only thing.
Yeah. I would think there would be some, but I guess it's considered relatively clean compared to the other processes that are out there to generate electricity. The article that I am going to link for everybody doesn't really talk about that aspect of it, just that it's a relatively clean solution that is pretty much uses seawater as its fuel. So we get plenty of seawater, and if you can figure out how to contain the reaction, I guess, with some sort of magnetized controlled environment, we could be looking at plentiful energy, much to the chagrin of Mobil and OPEC and all those guys.
Well, let's see. Hopefully it'll be centered in Connecticut, so we can be, instead of being the end of the supply chain for energy, we could be the beginning of the supply chain for energy.
Oh, that's so crazy talk, so Brian. That doesn't happen here. Yeah. We're still revolutionary here in Connecticut. We don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you don't stop being a wise guy, I'm going to get my musket out and threaten you. Listen,
exactly.
Let's talk about AI. If you, I guess the story with Microsoft, but it could be generalized. If you get laid off, don't turn to AI, I guess, for a pick-me-up?
Well, it's not even that. So 9,000 folks at Microsoft were laid off, and a Microsoft boss gave them advice, you know, why don't you guys just go talk to AI and you know, let AI know about your feelings of being laid off. Of course, these folks are probably being laid off because of AI. And of course, Microsoft is always looking for ways to make more money. I mean, we all appreciate the stock, but the fact that he actually was serious, you know, go talk to AI, get some emotional clarity and confidence by talking to AI is just crazy. And we're not anywhere near there where AI can be, I don't think, a help in that way. There are AI chatbots out there that are designed to sort of help with emotional issues and stuff like that, but most people are using them in the most inappropriate ways. So it's just crazy that geeks will recommend to geeks to talk to AI after you get laid off. It's just sad.
Talking to a person. We're talking with Eric Semmel, of course, from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays here on WTIC from 9 to 11. The way it goes, I mean, they have a lot of fun with it, and you can ask them just about anything as it relates to tech or your own personal tech or what have you. Wanted to ask about Teslas. I mean, obviously, I always, you know, it's not hard to read you. You're not a big believer in the self-driving thing either.
And that's not a big that I'm not a big believer. I really think it'd be great. Wouldn't it be awesome to not have to pay for insurance or not to pay for injury lawyers dealing with car accidents anymore because you don't get in an accident anymore? I would think that would be a wonderful thing. I think we all would appreciate that. I would love to sit back and relax and have the car just take me from point A to point B. But again, it's not really ready for prime time. Automated robo-taxi grazed a parked car after completing a ride. It just literally skimmed into it. The thing about Teslas and their ability to see parked things is famous. I mean, they constantly run into emergency vehicles on the highway. They do not pick up the fact that there's a fully lit up fire truck on the left lane. They run right into it. So there's still problems with this fully autonomous type of driving, but I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait until it actually is a thing. But then think about it, even in a rainstorm, we were talking about this with friends at the 4th of July picnic, rain is coming down so hard you can't even see out your windshield. Well, the Tesla needs to see to actually successfully navigate. So if it can't see the lines the same way you can't see the lines, it's going to go off the road too. So I would contend that some sort of smart technology where each car knows where each other car is on the network of the highway itself, and the highway itself is laid out as a smart lane, would be better than having the cars try to see what it's doing, because right now it's still not ready for prime time. I tried to hop in a way, I think it's a Waygu or Waygu, I can't remember the name of
Waymo,
the car.
Waymo.
Waymo. Thank you. And my wife said she'd divorce me if I took a ride, and that was a couple of years ago. She said she would, I wanted to take a ride from the airport at 3 a.m. with a autonomous taxi, and she's like, nope, you're not going to do it. So I almost did it, but I decided not to, because I decided being married was more important.
Or you just didn't want to call her bluff on that.
Which could have. You're right, honey. We're stuck on the side of the road.
That's not good. Eric Semmel from Tap Computer joining us here for Tech Tuesday, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080 and Computer Talk with Tab on Saturdays 9 to 11. So with this Tinder, if you do facial recognition on Tinder, then will they bust you for having really doctored profile pictures?
So this is interesting, right? So Tinder is mandating face checks for California residents. I guess the reason they're doing this is because the people who are on Tinder are committing assaults. And, of course, you don't want to go out with somebody on Tinder who's going to assault you. So basically, they are going to do a facial recognition check where they're going to confirm your face by having you do a video and then match it up to your government ID and make sure that you are now a confirmed Tinder user that is not one that tends to assault people, so they can actually deal with managing those folks and get them off the Tinder system. So this is kind of a neat approach to policing the actual site, which would be also something they could consider for the adult sites that they seem to want to still make available to young kids. So this is a great way to better secure your platform, keep your people who are paying $60 a month to find love safer. And it'll just be that's really a good idea as far as I'm concerned, as far as proving who you say who you are and actually keeping you locked off the system if you are someone who sent.
Was that in response to a state? Did they pass a state law? Is this something that could be replicated across the country?
It could be. It doesn't seem like it's a state law. It seems more like California folks tend to be assault people more. I don't know if it's maybe they want to check to start. Maybe there's more California users. It was a test market, really. It has nothing to do with any kind of state law. It's just they've decided at Tinder that they really don't want their customers to be assaulted by their customers.
Yeah, that would be bad for business.
Probably a better business model, right? Yeah.
All right, we got to run, Eric. Thanks so much, as always. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you Tuesday.